Jack, many thanks as always for talking to us here this morning. Before we look ahead to the weekend action involving Surrey United, a very good win last weekend. It's managed to get you off the foot of the table as well. And that particular victory last weekend, you must have been very, very pleased and satisfied with that as well.
Well, I would say, well, losing last weekend would be absolutely total disaster for us. We avoid total disaster, which doesn't mean that we are in great position. On the positive side, we are 2 wins away from being almost in the middle of the table, but reality is that we've still got the 3 wins. We had to reshuffle the team. Our acquisition, especially one of them, Anthony Downing, brought significant improvement. He's a fantastic player, and he was responsible for us improving recently, winning against Leeds.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not end of changes. We're still waiting for one player who just is waiting for his visa to be granted to him. So I wouldn't say, well, we avoid that. We avoid the total disaster. Our situation has helped slightly. But, well, for instance, this coming weekend, winning at Plymouth would be very useful. Then we are on equal number of wins as Plymouth and Sheffield, and things become much more interesting. But we have to deliver that.
Like you say, Jack, as you say, quite rightly, a couple of victories and you're virtually off of the bottom, aren't you? The bottom two sort of thing. It's that tight, isn't it, really?
Oh, well, absolutely. You know, our target remains playoff. We have to make the playoff. Mm. You know? And I don't think we're that far from it. You know, we've got very good training sessions. I think we feel very confident at this moment. And I think we're moving in the right direction. But the problem was, you know, the fact that we had to change the team, you know, sometimes, you know, your teams with lower budget like us, there is a degree of hit and miss, you know, you can minimize your risk, but sometimes things don't work out. And despite the fact that we had a good, very good relationship with both Americans who were with us, very good one,
mm-hmm.
simply we weren't winning with them, so we had to change.
You, even though, as you say, you're now onto that winning run, and for obvious reasons, let's hope that continues. Even before that, you were losing games. You weren't losing them heavily, were you, really? You're always in at some point.
Not at all with the game. Well, but that adds to probably to frustration, you know, that we were so close, you know, but we couldn't take care of small details, which are different between winning the game and losing the game, you know.
Mm.
There's a very small margin of error between losing by 5 and winning by 2. So, you know, well, that was the case. So Andy Downing is a consummate winner. He knows how to deliver in pressure situations. I mean, he didn't deliver against Leeds. He didn't deliver in every game, you know, which is pretty good.
That's true. You mentioned about the new acquisition, Patrick Manifold, that you've signed recently, a forward. Can you tell us a bit more about him, Jack?
I think Patrick can be a surprise package, you know.
Mm.
I don't know how to say it nicely. I was very sceptical when he came for the tryout with us. I thought, well, I'm not quite sure if that's going to happen. But all of a sudden, you know, he proved wrong all doubters, including myself. He's a very versatile player. Absolutely workaholic, and I think in the foreseeable future Patrick will be with us. He can fill quite a few gaps, and I like Patrick very much. He contributed very sensibly to our win against Leeds as well.
He certainly did, yes. He looked a very, very good player, as you say, and let's hope that he's going to have a very good remaining part of the season, as like the rest of the season.
I hope so. I hope the American which comes to us is an American who will be not only good, but he will know how to win and how to make us in the team, which, how I said, from small defeats into victories. That's a huge difference.
And just finally, Jack, just quickly looking ahead to the forthcoming action this week involving United. Friday, home against the Leicester Riders, and then Sunday, as you say, that trip down to Plymouth against the Raiders.
I wish the game was in a different order, you know. I think that, you know, this trip to, you know, we're not great after a long journey. We have to manage this journey to Plymouth really well and win there. You know, that would be crucial for us to win at Plymouth and play really well at Plymouth. Leicester, we had very close games against Leicester. We match up against them well, and I'm really looking forward. I know that they're a top team, but if you think about that, you know, that's our, you know, chance to win finally against top team from the league, that would make huge mental difference on our approach to everything.
Absolutely, it would indeed. Jack, thank you very much as always for talking to us today. And best of luck for the weekend.
Thank you.